The center of Tallahassee is transitioning from a mall to a business complex. The building is starting to empty out to make room for new state offices. Several businesses are closing, have closed, or are in the process of relocating. I'm Lynn Hatter. Empty storefronts abound at the center of Tallahassee. Recently, Sharing Tree owner Carly Sinodori was packing up her store after her lease wasn't renewed.
And again, look at how many people are waiting at the door, waiting for us to open. And this is exciting, knowing that we are a very valid community resource for children and families. I know for a fact in my heart we need to exist, and this is not the end of our story. This is a sad day for us to watch our space go like this, but we're fighters, so we're going to keep up.
Sinodori was liquidating her arts and crafts supplies with items going for $5 a bag. Last month, Burlington Coat Factory closed its mall location and has opened a new one on Appalachie Parkway. Bath and Body Works and Victoria's Secret are following. Whether Belk or AMC will remain is unknown, but spokespeople for the Barnes & Noble and Guitar Center say those stores are staying put for now. What started as a plan for revitalization for the former Tallahassee Mall never quite came to be. The facility couldn't fully fill its shops and stores. Despite promoting a remodel, many parts of the mall remain empty. However, new tenants could be arriving soon at the expense of another office complex across town, the Coger Center.
Todd Hakimi with Tallahassee Corporate Center LLC. We are the landlord and the managing agent for the Coger Center in Tallahassee, Florida. It's a ownership group from New York that's mostly made up of seniors and some veterans.
The Coger Center is presently home to 8 state agencies. It's got several office buildings with about 850,000 square feet of space. More than half of that is leased to the state of Florida.
The building, the Coger Center, was designed and built for the state of Florida and for the agencies there. So everything about it was for the state of Florida and all the agencies.
Among its tenants, the Department of Juvenile Justice, Department of Financial Services, Department of Health, Department of Transportation, Fish and Wildlife, and to a lesser extent, the Department of Education and the Department of Economic Opportunity. So far, only the Department of Juvenile Justice has re-signed its lease. The Department of Health is the largest tenant, occupying about 16% of Coger, but it wants to move to the center of Tallahassee, which Hakimi and the Coger Center are suing to stop.
It gives us a competitive edge to give that best leasing value. Unfortunately, I think they were supposed to, they're supposed to solicit existing space before they go into non-existing built-to-suit landlords, and they obtained a waiver to get around that rule. So that issue is in court right now, and we're trying to figure things out there.
Hakimi says the rest of the agencies are a bit up in the air right now, though he's heard some are looking to newer developments like Summit East. The Department of Management Services, which oversees state leases, says moving decisions are up to individual agencies. DOH did not return a request for comment in time for this story. However, NAI Talcor, one of the largest commercial real estate companies in the area, says finding a 130,000 square foot office space in Tallahassee isn't easy, and it would likely take years to build that kind of inventory. NAI Talcor is working with the center of Tallahassee, which at 900,000 square feet happens to have some space available. The Department of Children and Families is planning to take up most of the mall's interior. The Division of Corporations will occupy the old Legacy Fitness building, and DOH will take over the former Dillard's wing. As for the Sharing Tree and owner Carly Sinodori, she says she's looking for a new home.
We met with the superintendent, Rocky Hanna. We met with State Representative Lorraine Osley. And things are bound to happen. You know, I tell my students there's always a solution to a problem. We just have to find that missing piece to this puzzle.
And she's not alone. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.